Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, okay, we have a great show
tonight for you all. And it's an interesting show because I think it was time for us to have someone on that is really in the business of helping people because they have a particular skill. They have a particular expertise to what they're doing that help others. So I'm excited about this show. I'm really excited about this show. And I think it's going to be a really good show. So, folks, I'm telling you now, get your pads, okay? Get your pens, because you might just want to take some notes, okay? But before we bring on our guest for tonight, what I want to do is everybody, it's August. We got August birthdays. We got anniversaries. We got all that wonderful stuff that's kicking in. What I want to do is just say happy birthday to all the August babies and happy anniversary to all my, should I say, couples who were married in the month of August. So anybody out there that has anniversary for the month of August, happy anniversary to you. And if it happens to be on this weekend, oh, that's even better. Go and have a ball and enjoy each other. And even for you birthday babies, get out there and have some fun. Enjoy the rest of August. Just trust me, school is getting ready to kick back in. And in some places, school is back in. So all the little chickadees are going back to school. So enjoy the rest of your summer. Enjoy the rest of August. And let's make it work out. Okay, so now that I have that out the way, I want to make sure that I recognize all of my Facebook Live people who are on, and I will do that probably near the end of the show. But some people are already sitting in. My boy Howard G. Gaskins, professional actor and professional comedian, is sitting in the house. My friend Tyrese Lawless is in the house as well, and Mr. Dennis Goodman in the house. So welcome you all to the show as well. Now, what I'm going to do is bring in our guest, Mr. Ron Roy. And let me tell you, his title is accountability coach. Now, I don't want to spoil it by telling you exactly what he does, because I'm going to let him do that. But I think if any of you are out there with your own business, trying to start a business, or even doing some things or personal goals in your own personal life, this is probably the man that you might want to be associated with. You might want to learn some things from him. You might even need his expertise in whatever it is you are trying to do in your life. Because sometimes we need that help. We need that extra push. We need that knowledge, you know. When we get into business, we're in the business. Some of us are in the business to make it a legacy for our family. But ultimately, point on point, we're going in for financial security. So, and you just have to be real about that. So we need people who have that expertise in that particular market that can help us with our business or whatever it is we're trying to achieve. So that's what this show is about. That's why I say get your pads, get your pens, your pencils, whatever it is, get your beverage, okay? Let's get comfortable, and let's just learn and absorb as much information as we can possibly absorb tonight, okay? Y'all in agreement with that? So let's make this rock. I want to make sure that our guest is in the house. So Nisha is standing in for Miss Jenna tonight. So Nisha is our guest in the house. Okay, I don't hear nobody. I hear nobody. I guess they're doing something. I don't know. Okay. Well, I guess I'll just give them a few more minutes. and see if we can get our guest brought in. By the way, the number for the show tonight is 571-23. Oh, Lord, why is I'm giving you a different number? This show, the day has been crazy. The number for the show tonight, if you want to call in and maybe have questions, if you don't put them here under the comments, is 805-727-7101. And press 1 to get into the caller queue. That number again is 805-727-7101. And press 1 to get into the caller queue. And if you just want to listen to the show and you are between Facebook Live and, you know, your computer or whatever, dial that same number, but don't push 1. And you can just listen to the show. It's up to you. So, but again, I want to check to see is our guest in. Is our guest in the queue? I don't know what's going on. I don't know if we're having technical difficulties or what. I have no clue. But I don't. No one is responding back to me. All right. Well, my Facebook Livers, I guess I can go in and start talking to you all. How are you all doing tonight? What's going on? What are you all expecting to, when you hear accountability coach, what does that mean to you? What are some things, I mean, I see you all sitting out here, so if you want to comment, feel free to comment. What does accountability mean to you? What do you think that means? Or are you familiar with the term accountability coach? Okay, nobody is talking tonight. What is going on here? Again, it's everybody is quiet tonight. Y'all are quiet. Y'all online and y'all quiet. Okay, so I guess I'm gonna flip it around because I can't get any answering on the other end. I hope Ron Roy is probably watching Facebook Live right now. Thank you, Ron. did you call in? Because I was trying to see if I could get you in so we can go ahead and start, you know, start the show, but I'm not hearing. You can hear me, right? But you need to call. You can call in. Don't you have the call-in number, right? Okay, so you can hear me. But I can't hear you talking. Okay. Well, I guess we'll have to do it through Facebook Live. Oh, you have it muted. So you need to unmute your phone so I can talk to you and my audience can hear you and me at the same time. That would help. And press 1. Okay, can you still hear me? Okay, somebody say something. I have Ryan here. You're talking. But I don't hear you. That's strange. I don't hear you. Okay. Did you dial? Tell me something. Did you dial the number? Okay. Yeah, redial and press. After you dial the number, press 1. And it should put you into the caller queue. Hey, Tracy. I saw you, girl. How you doing, Miss Diva? Divalicious. So we're getting Mr. Roy here a chance to redial in, and hopefully I'll get a chance to get him through and I can hear him. Okay, you're in the queue? Okay. that means my person on the other end needs to open the queue up so I can hear you. And I don't know where they are at the moment. Okay, I don't know where they are. It should have came through, and I would have heard you, and my audience would have heard you and me at the same time. But that's okay. We're gonna do it. We're gonna rock it and rock it from here, and keep on and keep it moving. Anyway, tonight, folks, I want you to welcome my good friend, Mr. Ryan Roy, into the Ladies Tell All studio. He is an accountability coach, and that is a unique position. And tonight, since I can't hear him, for some reason, I don't know why, can't hear him, you won't be able to hear him. He is on Facebook Live, which is on my page, the Kathy Ganey 2 page. So for people who are listening through Blog Talk, you might want to listen or either go to my Facebook page, Kathy Ganey 2, and go to my Facebook Live broadcast and tune in that way. Right now, normally he would be plugged in. He is in the queue, but that queue has not been open on the other end for him to be connected through. So I don't know what happened to my staff member on that end, but we're going to rock it from this way and make it do what it do. So so it's good you can hear me. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. So, Ryan, we're going to rock it this way. Sorry, I don't know what happened, but we're going to rock it this way, and we're just going to make it. So, first of all, thank you for coming in and hanging out with me and just being a guest on the show. But what I would like for you to do is you can tell people about who you are. Oh, good. So that's even perfect. So tell people about you, about yourself. Just give us a little bit about who you are. I can read that out. And, of course, if I'm reading it, my Blog Talk people can hear it. So go ahead and just tell us a little bit about you. And while he's typing that in, folks, people who are on Facebook Live, he is in the comments. So you can read his comments as they come up, and you'll see that he's telling you a little bit about himself. And so, and that's how we're going to rock it tonight. I will read it out loud so that my Blog Talk listeners can hear. Ryan says, wow, he's been coaching his entire life, but professionally for 3 years. So he's actually been a professionally accountability coach for about 3 years. Then maybe, okay, you know what? You can read your bio if you want to. That's up to you. It's a casual, you can be as casual as you want. I have questions for you anyway. But just, you know, I think that you live in Atlanta, right? Okay, Ryan is probably typing, y'all. Okay, so he lives in the Atlanta area. I also know that you're originally from Florida. Am I right, Ryan? Okay. So, he's originally from Hollywood, Florida. So, for all you Floridians, you do have a Floridian on the show tonight. Okay. And I do know he is a father. He has a son. That much I do know. He is part of, you know what, Ryan does a lot of stuff, so I can't tell everything. Ryan does a whole bunch of stuff. I met Ryan through Scopers Unite, folks. That's how I met Ryan. Okay, he says 5 years. He has a five-year-old son that started in kindergarten, which is cool. He said he does a ton of stuff, and I believe that because he is faithfully on, he faithfully scopes every day, y'all. His son is his joy. And I think his wife is his joy, too, because he talks about his wife and his child a lot. And when you, anytime you hear someone talk about their family in that way, you know that they value family and they value the time that they spend with their family. So that's one thing that I picked up from Ryan. And then, all around, he's just a humble guy. And like I said, I wish we could hear him talk, but we're going to work it this way. But he is truly a humble guy. Let me just do this. I'm going to go into some questions, Ryan. And if any of you all have any questions, ask him right here. Ask him. And he can give you the information. Also, Ryan, while we are actually in the midst of, you know, doing it into the comments, could you put your information so people would know how to contact you if they need, you know, your services or if they're interested in your services? And I will say this, anybody, there are people on the scope right now that are in the industry, or either they're playwrights or, you know, they have their own business, or they are actually, you know, celebrities or whatever. What you need to do is check him out. That's what I would say. I think we all need an accountability coach, because even with being in your own business, even with being in my business, sometimes you need people to make sure things are the way they need to be, and you need to make sure your money is right and your money ain't funny, okay? So you need to make sure you have somebody that can sort of guide you and tell you what needs to be done and what will work for your business. So this is some of the things that Ryan does. And right now he's actually posting his contact information. So if you all want to contact him, it is Ryan Roy, Accountability Coach. And he has this, is this a saying for you, Ryan? Justify or Just Do It Coaching. And his website is justifyorjustdoit.com. And his email is justifyorjustdoit@gmail.com. Ryan, where did you get Justify or Just Do It? Where did that phrase come from? Is that a phrase that you came up with, or where did that come from? He said that it's just, you can justify it or just get it done. Same amount of energy. Boom. Okay, well, excuse me. That's straight into the point. Okay. So we're going to go into the question phase. And like I said, people, he's in the comments right now. So I want you to really, if you have questions after you've read some of the stuff, take the information, do whatever you need to do. He said, reasons or results. You can't have both. Oh. Now, wait a minute. Now, when you say reasons or results, but you can't have both, why is it that you can't have both? Why can't you have both? You said reasons or results. You can't have both. So what's the thing? Why is it you can't have both? Yes, it is. You didn't know I was going to hit you with that, huh? Okay, he says, Roy says, because if you're busy justifying, you're not taking the action necessary to yield the results you desire. So I'm going to read that answer again to the question, which was, because if you are busy justifying, you're not taking the action necessary to yield the results you desire. Wow. Now, that's something to think about. That's something to think about. Because when you're justifying something else, that does sort of take you away from your main goal or your focus of what you're trying to do or what you are trying to achieve or accomplish. That makes a lot of sense. Okay. Well, I have some questions for you. And we know you can handle them. Question, Ryan, is this. What was the defining moment for you in your life that you said, I want to help people by becoming a accountability coach? What was the defining moment for you? And, folks, as I said, if you have questions, please, you know, ask them. Oh, there wasn't a moment. So what made you sway off to be an accountability coach? Okay, he says, but there was three years ago, he said he was at a personal development camp. Okay. And he started helping some other people with their goals. Okay. Then he started helping for individuals map their goals, and it continued for about 8 months. Wow. Okay. So in other words, you know, he was helping people, and he started helping people with their goals. Okay. He said they all had tremendous results. So you help them with their goals, and they all had these big, huge results, but what did you do? I mean, were it different businesses? Was it personal goals that they were trying to achieve? What was some of the main things that they were doing? They started paying me. Okay, so business and personal goals. So let's talk about the business side. Okay, so say a person, let's just say if I need an accountability person. I know I'm making you laugh because I'm crazy. Let's just say if I needed your expertise for what I do as a person in the industry. How would you come in? What would you be targeting in order for me to make my business go to a different level? Yes, it is a great question. That's why I'm throwing it out there. Okay. And he says, first, he said, I would get on a phone call with you and clarify and define what it is you wanted. Okay. Okay. So that's the first thing. That's the ground base. Okay. Based on your goals and desires towards your career. Ah, okay. Okay. So we sort of have a map plan. That's what he's saying. We would break that down into actionable steps. Okay. So I like how this is going, because it seems like what you're doing is that you come in and you find out what I want and what I need, and then you sort of break it down, and then we take it step by step. Okay, so actionable steps are daily tasks you can do towards those long-term goals. Okay, consistency is the key. Yes. Ooh, yes. Okay. So what he's saying is that when he comes in and work with someone in a business, he's going to obtain what it is you want. What are you desiring? What are you trying to accomplish? And then once that is figured out, then you start down, you try to find a path and start doing a breakdown step by step. And it's a use daily task that's going to help you get to your goal. And it has to be consistent. See, that makes a lot of sense, because if you're not consistent with your business or whatever you're doing, you're not going to be successful. So that makes sense. So consistency is the key to that. I like that. I like that. Folks, take note. I'm telling you, take note. Take notes. You don't do nothing else. Take note. Okay, so he says these are small steps done consistently, very quickly, that gets you to your goals. Okay, like your plant challenge. Yes, my plant challenge. Yes, I made today day 90. My goal was 90. Do it for 90 days, and today was day 90. I completed it, but tomorrow I will be at day 91. So I'm actually setting another goal. So starting tomorrow, not starting over, but we'll add 20 more days onto that. So at the end of 20 more days, it'll be 120 days of me doing my plank. So I'm every day, every 20 day increments, I'm actually doing, setting a goal. So that's what I'm doing. A small actionable item done daily in your core strength is so much bigger than 1 minute a day. Well, yeah, but the plank is different. That plank is different. You're going to jump. What? Okay. But yeah, that plank is different, because I have to be honest with people when you're doing that plank. No, that plank is different. You really, here's the thing with the plank. There's many different ways to do the plank. And I always tell people, start where you are. Everybody's not going to be doing a full plank, which is what I do now. I do a full plank. Everybody's not going to be doing a full plank. Everybody's not going to be doing an elbow plank with their bodies up. So you have to start where you are. And the best thing to do, if you only do it for 10 seconds correctly, that's better than doing it a whole minute and not doing it correctly, because it works every muscle in your body. So that's with that. Okay. He said a goal is a goal. As a coach, I meet people where they are. He said, I have to. You can't start anywhere else. See, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. You do have to start where people are. Sometimes people can't just jump up and go on a higher level where you might. They may have to start where they can start it and then work their way up. So that makes a lot of sense. That really makes a lot of sense. Okay. All right, so the next question I have for you is, as an accountability coach, how do you help your clients attain critical status? Meaning, when you help them, when you break their goals down and help them with their tasks on a daily basis, what is it that you are discussing, or what is it that some of the things you are telling, what are some of the tasks you are asking them to do that is going to make them meet their goal? Is it something that they're talking about? Is it something that they need to be writing down? Or are they doing a vision board? I know. I wish we were talking to, but I don't know what happened to the other end of my member who's supposed to open that line up so I can hear you and you and my audience can hear you. I don't know what happened. Okay, Ron says, so he has a system where they write down their goals. Okay. That makes sense. So they write down their goals. Now, when they, okay. Okay, and they share with him on a daily basis at least 5 mini goals every day that they're going to do that day. Then they check in with him on a daily basis. Okay, so when you talk about accountability, so you have them setting goals, and they have to talk to you about the little mini goals. This is so you're holding them accountable, because by them checking in with you, that's holding them accountable for, you know, what they're doing. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Okay. Once a week, we get on a coaching call for 30 minutes. So, okay, so not only is he holding people accountable by doing a little mini task and the little goals, he's also having a 30-minute coaching call with them. Okay, so he says on the 30-minute coaching call, we discuss some of the challenges that they may have. Makes a lot of sense. Some of the successes they have had. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. So it's like a what's a good way to say this? You're sort of keeping a tight net list of everything that's going on. So see, they have to follow these little mini tasks that you're doing in order for them to be able to clear a task for the day. That makes a lot of sense to me because it's holding them accountable. Okay, he also says we also discuss what they need most in that call to propel themselves forward, okay? And if they have challenges, it's usually fear-based. Woo! Now, you just hit something on the nose. Wait a minute, you said fear-based, okay? He said, then we discussed the mindset of fear and how to overcome that. So how many people, Ryan, that you meet and you work with, how many of them are in that fear factor dealing with their businesses? What is that? Okay, he says every one of them, we are all human. Okay, so we know it's a human feeling to have fear to it's funny how people, you want to be successful, but some people fear success. Like they know it's there, but they're scared to take that next step. And I don't know if in some cases are you scared to take the next step because the success is right there and you're afraid you're going to fail before you get it. Okay, he said it may not be the success they feel. It may be failure. Wow. That's true. It just may be failure. But here's the thing. If you don't fail at something, how are you going to learn from your mistake so that you can propel to the next level? All types of fear. So give me some examples. Since you said there are all different types of fears, give me some examples that you have had to deal with when you're dealing with a client. That acceptance among saying accepting the success, or is that accepting who you might become once you become successful? Yeah, I know, Ryan. I'm giving you the hard questions, but I know you can answer. All of the human mind is very dynamic. We all fear many things. Yes, Ryan, we do. Unfortunately, mine is not fearing being successful. Mine is other stuff like spiders and snakes and alligators, okay, and Jason. Okay, he said, what, alligators, snakes, spiders, them, see, I don't, fear of trying to be successful, that's not an issue. Yeah, he do. You just ain't seen him. And we ain't talking about the TV one either. I've seen one. I'm not scared of success to move up to the next level. That I'm not afraid of. I don't think I've ever been afraid of that. My stuff really is the regular stuff, like the, seriously, spiders, snakes, you know, things I ain't got no business to be dealing with. Like, I don't want them in my space and I, you know, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, but many, I believe you on that. I think many people do have fears, you know, I know somebody that they were the biggest procrastinator ever. Like, they sit and say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But are they really doing it? You know? Fear of knowing how, fear of rejection. Yeah, you know what? I think everybody has that fear, including me. But I think I've learned if I get rejected, here's the thing. I always say this. They're either going to say yes or they're either going to say no. And whatever reaction or whatever answer you get is basically how you respond, how you react to it. If you react badly, then it is. I think a lot of fear is going to be into it. If you react, okay, this is not the end of the world, we can go do something else, then I think you won't look at it in such a fear way. You said that's because they're scared of something. Yeah, I do think people are scared of something. When they fear rejection or they fear whatever is going on in their life, I will agree with that. Okay, so Ryan says when he coaches, there is a lot of positive reinforcement. So what are some of the positive reinforcements that you do? He said also a lot of people need someone to believe in them. That's the number one. Ryan, you hit the jackpot on that one. That's the number one thing. People need for you to believe in them. They need for you to believe in them. They need for you to trust them. They need for you to give them a chance. And what happens, I think, nowadays, people don't get that because of many different factors. So the number one thing on our call is for people to share their success throughout the week. It's the hardest thing for them to answer. Wow, really? On negative or the challenges. Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, that's true. And I think our society, we thrive on negativity. Like if you're on social media and it is something very positive and great, people are like, oh, okay, all right. But if it's something negative, people are like just, it would be like 1.5 million people clicking on it and sharing it, which is crazy. Yeah, so I tend to retain them to start thinking positively. Okay. He said the most positive people have negative tendencies because of their surrounding. So that means, since you're saying most positive people have negative tendencies because of their surroundings, that means that they need to get into a better environment. Yeah, I just mentioned Facebook. Facebook is I hate to say it, is one of them. When they post something that's crazy, everybody's on it. Yeah. Absolutely, environment is the key. Yeah. If you have negative stuff in your surroundings all the time, then your outlook is going to produce some negative energy. It makes a lot of sense. He said, here's a great reason to have a coach in your life. Okay. So that's now here's my thing now, Ryan. You are sitting down and talking with these people. You're giving them little mini goals, mini tasks that they have to do on a daily basis. You're doing a 30-minute call with them. You're talking to them. You're reinforcing them with positivity. Here's my thing. How does that play? Based on their goals, but after you've done all of that, how does that play in your life? How does that keep you accountable and keep you positive and keep you propelling and elevating in your life? I have a coach myself. Wow. So you actually have a coach. That makes a lot of sense. That's like a personal trainer. You know, get out here and train somebody, but we need somebody to train us. Okay. So, secondly, if I'm teaching it, it holds me accountable to do the things I teach. Ah. Now you coming home with it. Okay. In other words, teach what you preach. So if you're talking it, you need to be walking it, okay? Right, there you go. That means if you are talking it, then you need to be walking it so people can see what you're doing. And that makes a lot of sense because you can't get out here and teach stuff and then you're not doing it yourself. He said, so he has a list of goals every day. He said he submits submits them to his coach. So in other words, Ryan actually has an accountability coach himself, which he does many tasks, many goals, and all those as well. Okay, makes sense. Right after this interview, he said he's going to make his first list for tomorrow. Okay, so your first list, so the first thing on your list for tomorrow is that Plank Talk Challenge, right? Okay, so where are you doing it? Are you doing it on Facebook Live or will you be doing it on Periscope? Because I need to know where to go so I can see for myself. And you only got to do it for a minute, Ryan. You know, you don't have to do it for a minute. Where would you like me to do it? Well, look, hey. If you want to set your goal, let me tell you how I did mine. At first, I had actually started doing it. You said, okay, 5-minute plank on Periscope months ago. Okay, well, see, here's the thing. Let me explain how this thing goes. You have people that are advanced, and you have people who have not did it in a long time. Okay? Just because you did it too long and you weren't ready. That's why you were dying, okay? Here's how this works. And that goes to everybody else that's on here that might be interested in doing the plank challenge. Here's how this works. I hadn't did the plank in years. We ain't gonna tell that lie. But I ain't been in a long time. So for me to start back and trying to do it, that was a joke. Okay? This is when you have to be real about yourself. Tell the truth, I have a trainer. He'd be kicking my ass. But when I got with Candace Camille, and started doing the plank challenge, I was like, oh, hell, I can't do this no more. So what I did was I started out on my stability ball. So everybody know what the big, huge stability ball is that way. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. That was even hard, but it was better for you because you have to build strength to hold hold your body up. That's why, really, it is a hard exercise because it's working all your muscles. You got to stay up for a certain length of time, you know, but you elevate. You work your way up. If you can only do 10 seconds, just do 10 seconds a day as long as you stay consistent with it. And you may not start in a full plank, you know. I'm doing great now after 90 days. You know, the goal is that you set a goal, whether it's for 15 days, 30 days. For me, it was 90 days. Yeah, the same thing. Yeah, you have to be consistent. You have to hold yourself accountable. Now, if you choose to do it on Facebook Live, then you do it on Facebook Live. This is how I was doing it. I was actually going to Periscope and doing it. And the reason why I was doing it from Periscope is because, okay, you said I have clients who have written books. Okay. Reason why I was doing it from Periscope, 500 words a day? Okay. Wow. Reason why I was doing it from Periscope was because when I do Periscope, it not only records there, but it also records the video on my phone. And then I can just put that on my YouTube channel. But then they got times where I wanted to engage with my audience on Facebook Live, so I would do it on Facebook Live. Of course, Facebook Live video stays right there unless you have where you can actually take the link and put it somewhere and it will, you know, reflect back for people to see it. So I was actually doing it from Periscope to Facebook Live and then putting it on my YouTube. So I just decided to finish it out on Facebook Live. So it's up to you whether you choose to do it on Periscope. Periscope, like if I'm talking to you now, I may still be talking and my lips ain't moving. So it wasn't syncing. So that caused me to stop doing it on Periscope. And I just preferred to do it on Facebook Live because I'm not doing all that crazy crap. It's not talking faster than me or moving faster than me. It's right on time. So, okay, so 2 months of 30,000-word book. Wow. Same thing, small consistency, daily overtime creates a huge business goal. That's true. So I guess basically if you're going to do it, you have to be consistent. And you have to start, if you start from the bottom, then work your way up. Yes, if you're doing a Facebook Live for the plank, it gives your page, your people on your page, a chance to engage with you. I've had people who actually did the plank when I did it, and they will sometimes post their picture under my posting to let me know that they did it. Okay, the Olympics are on now. How often do the swimmers swim? I think they swim every day. I think they swim every day. I know. Here's my thing with that. I think they should swim every day. I swim, but I was never I was not on nobody's swim team. Probably could have been, but my thing was running track and playing tennis. And so I was a track runner. And the train, we ran every day, you know. You ran every day. How often do you think successful businessmen conduct business? I think they conduct it every day. You have to stay on your business every single day. If you don't, your business can go down, even on the weekend. But here's the thing. This is what I learned, is that sometimes you got to turn the phone off. You got to turn the computer off. I learned that almost 3 years ago, that I needed to, do something different. But there needs to be a level of balance. Yes. And I was a workaholic constantly. All the time. And I had to do something. I had to balance. You know, I had to balance. Working on the set, you're on the set all day long. All the time working on film would be all night long. There were times I didn't sleep for 48 hours. I'm trying to be better. So and for me that's a work in progress. I'm trying to be better. Like when I say I'm tired, I'm sleepy, I actually will walk away. I usually would be like, you know, I would take a power nap and back up. Now I have said when I'm tired, that's it. We shut down. And I had to learn how to do that because I wasn't doing that before. So, okay, it says terminology. You are not trying. You either are doing better or you are not. Okay, well, I'm doing better. So let me say that. I'm doing better. Yeah, I'm actually getting sleep. Because before I wasn't doing sleep. Before I was not doing sleep. I was doing a cat nap here and a cat nap over there. And if I was on a plane that was 26 hours somewhere, which I have been on, you go to Africa, that's about 26 hours, then I would sleep then. Or if I was somewhere on a trip where maybe I was taking something like a train or whatever, I would sleep then. But sister wasn't sleeping. Sister was going all the time. That's what I was doing. That's what I was doing, Ryan. That's what I was doing because I'm a type of person that I don't like to leave anything undone. Now, out besides me doing being in the industry, I graduated with an engineering degree. So there are sometimes I do consulting work. I don't like leaving nothing undone. That's just how I am. See, there you go. But I had to learn how to put stuff down and leave it there. Because in my mindset was, if I don't do it today or get it done today, it's going to pile up more on my desk. Or it's going to be more for me to do. And that's not what I want to do. And I had a system where I would do stuff and be done. Stuff and be done. And I got this much space left of free time. I add other stuff into that free time. Going crazy. So I'm learning that when I can finish things off and I get that big chunk of free time, I make that free time about me. That's what I was doing. I no longer do that. I no longer do that. No longer do that. But that's what I used to do. That's what I used to do. So I no longer, take that free time and add other stuff in it. What I do is I take that free time and make it about me. And I make it about me because I'm getting older. I have no grandkids yet, so and I still want to be able to, whenever I get them, be able to run around with them and play with them and all that wonderful stuff. So I'm making it about me, and I'm still acting, I'm still doing stuff. So I want to stay active, but when I've gotten to a place that when I say I'm tired, trust me, girlfriend has learned her lesson. Go sit your behind down somewhere. Yes. I used to wouldn't go to the doctor. I ain't like going up in there. But now, if I don't feel right, I'm going. If anything, I can tell the doctor what's wrong with me. I have actually sit in the doctor's office and diagnosed my own diagnosis, and he just laughed at me. He said, "You already know what's wrong with you. I just need to write you a prescription." So, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. So let me say that I've gotten real good at that now. I've gotten real good at it. Let me tell you something. You will self-diagnose yourself if you pay attention to your body. And let me tell you something now. I actually started self-diagnosing myself almost about 6 years ago, 7 years ago, because I had a doctor who for 7 years, every time I would tell him something's wrong with me, I'm gaining weight. How you gain weight and you work out every day? That didn't make no sense to me. When I said I was literally gaining weight, and I kept having a kidney infection, it was all kind of stuff. It was bad. And he would actually tell me that, you just need to push away from the table. I have high blood pressure. So you're giving me two different types of high blood pressure medicine that you need to monitor. So he wasn't, for 7 years, this doctor really paid me no mind. He just took my insurance money. And I just, as the years went by, I just got worse. That's what it was. And not realizing I was on my deathbed. Yeah, I was on my deathbed. Yeah, I know. Hey, I gotta do what I gotta do. You know how it is. I didn't realize I was on my deathbed. And so what made me say enough is enough, if you're looking at your blood pressure and your blood pressure is 145, 150, over 80, over 90, that's stroke level. I'm walking around as a stroke victim. I could just die any moment. And so Christmas Eve, I made an appointment. I found another doctor who was like, I could walk to this woman's office from my house. I didn't even realize that. And I got in her office, and I'm going to tell y'all, Ryan and the rest, I'm going to tell you, I sat in her office when she gave me a checkup. She started doing this to my legs. When she would do this, her imprint of her fingers would stay. And, you know, it was a while before my skin would, like, rise back up. She said, you have edema. I had no clue what edema was. And you know what? I had never heard of the word. Not only did I have that, but, of course, my blood pressure was already out the sky. She said to me, she said, this is what's going to happen. If I give you a stress test right now, Ms. Ganey, you will die in my office. Okay? That's what she said. You will die in my office. And that's upsetting for somebody to tell you this. Because it's not like I was diagnosed with high blood pressure at that point in time. I didn't even want to take a stress test. She already said I'm going to die. Really? No. I was already diagnosed with high blood pressure 9/11. Okay? 9/11 hit. I'm trying to take care of everybody, care of me. And my doctor said to me, you want to die? You know, what he said was, who's getting on your damn nerves that your blood pressure is up here? So here it is, years later, and my blood pressure's up in the sky. I'm walking around in death's door, and she point blank said to me, she said, look, I want you to get your records transferred to me. She said, because if I allow you to walk out my office right now, she said, I would be doing an ingest because I would need to admit you to the hospital, like tonight. And I thought, wait a minute, we ain't trying to go there. And it was bad. So you wake up. Somebody tell you on your deathbed and you see it, it's time for you to wake up. See, I had clients to make doctor's appointments as soon as they get off the phone with me and send me the appointment time, I put it on my calendar. They have all thanked me for that, those who have done it. Yeah. See, I didn't have anybody. Yeah, that's accountability. I didn't have anybody to do that for me. And it wasn't like I wasn't going to the doctor. It was just I knew something was wrong with me. I knew I would walk somewhere, Ryan, and I would have to stop like every 2 to 3 minutes because kidney or something was wrong with me. I mean, it hurt so bad that I would have to stop and stretch or do something to relieve it. And I didn't know what was going on. Okay, I think my thing is okay, we're back. I didn't know what was actually going on for me to go through what I was going through. But trust me, I was going through some stuff. And when I went to this woman, everything I said to her was what I said to the doctor I had for 7 years. So it was a hurting feeling that I was diagnosing myself with stuff. Like I had a thyroid issue. Anytime a woman's thyroid is off, everything is going to hell, okay? Everything is going to hell. Trust me on that. It was so bad, Ryan, that, you know, women walk around with big pocketbooks. I used to have, like, the big shoulder bags and stuff. I got where I couldn't carry that. That was too much. So then I got a smaller bag. That was too much. Then I got a bag that was probably half the size of my notebook. That was too much. And then I got to the point where I just carried a little wallet. Not, it wasn't even a wallet. It was like a card holder with my ID, driver's license, and all that in it. Because I literally, it wore me out just to walk. And if I went up some steps, if I sit down, you would literally hear my heart patting. And it would take it about 15 minutes to almost 20 minutes for it to, like, stop. I was like, I'm dying, okay? And it was all because my thyroid was off, and I had fibroid tumors. Now, mind you, I said this man didn't do nothing for 7 years. That's the truth. Everything I told him, he paid me no mind. But when I told this other doctor the same thing I told, came out her mouth, she said, I'm sending you in for tests. So the next day she sent me in for a whole battery of tests. One was to see if I had, cancer on my thyroid. I sang, so the thought of losing my voice, because I not only sing, I'm a singer, but I sing, I everything in my voice, I radio, that was too much for me. It was bad, but I had thyroid. I don't even know what I would do. I don't know sign language. I guess I have to learn it. But my tumors were like this, and I was upset because she said to me, she said, "Don't be upset because it didn't just happen. It took over time." So that doctor didn't take care of me. So I wasn't the type of patient who didn't come in every month. I went to my doctor's appointments like I was supposed to. He just dismissed what I said. That's all. And it took me being worse than what I was to go to another doctor for her to get me straightened out. So I went to her, and within 2 weeks, I was in Georgetown Hospital in Washington, D.C., in surgery. So, you know, you have to take accountability for your health, right? Like when I hear things like that and I see people, your health is supposed to come first. You have got to take care of you. You don't take care of you, you can't take care of nobody else. And for a long time, not that I didn't understand that concept, it's just that when you have that ability to take care of everybody, you think about nobody but you. You know, you just think about I'm taking care of them. And by the time you look up, you're the one that's bad off. You're the one that's sick. You're the one that's laying in the hospital bed now. You're the one that's passing out on the set, or getting sick, or you now have something. So, yeah, I had to start taking care of me. So, I caught on real quick. You ain't got to tell me that I'm dying but one time, okay? So, yeah, it's a must that I have to take care of myself. But anyway, one more question for you. Then you say you hold yourself, only one time, I don't have nine lives. I wish I did. Now, not meaning that I would waste them 9 lives. I don't want nobody to shoot me. Okay? I don't want nobody to shoot me. That's for sure. So, for everybody that's on Facebook Live right now, please, please, Ryan has his information under here. Please go and check him out. If you are on Periscope, he does a Periscope. He scopes every day, okay? I know. I'm a nut. I keep trying to tell people. I get paid to act crazy, but normally I am crazy, but not that like that. I'm like comically crazy. Like, I make people laugh. I make my sons laugh because the stuff I do, they probably think I'm crazy. They've always thought I was crazy. You know, it's crazy when my kids were little, and I do voices. So I would come home, they would come home from school, and they would be like, well, I wonder what character my mama going to be today. Okay. No, you don't even want to get me started, okay? You don't want to go there. You don't want to go there. See, when I do voices now, my sons look at me crazy. See, my oldest son is cool. Like, if I go into a store and I'm looking at dogs, yeah, I still like dogs. I go, you know, it's cool. Now, my 22-year-old, he walk up in the store and I'm looking at a dog. He don't look at me like, ain't you too old to be looking at some dogs? Some things, Ryan, I have to do behind closed doors. The oldest one, I can get away with it. The youngest one, hard. Can't. Okay. Okay, so can't do that. But, I just think that when you talk about accountability, you do have to hold yourself accountable to everything that you do in your personal life. Everything that you do, if you don't, somewhere something is going to slide, something's going to fall apart. But here's the thing, I always say, if you make a mistake, pick yourself right back up, okay? Cry, boo-hoo, roll around in dirt for 5 minutes, get it out the system, and then put your big girl panties on and start again. That's what I always say. And it's easier said than done. But you have to do it if you want to survive. You have to do it if you want to move to the next level. You know? That's exactly. Exactly. And I try to have people around me who not only hold themselves accountable for what they need to be doing, but will also hold me accountable. That's right. Integrity is self first. Exactly. And it's unfortunate that we have friends who are not accountable. They don't do what they're supposed to do. And sometimes we can get involved and caught up in their crap when we need to be taking care of ourselves. So I've also learned to take care of me and not be worrying about them. And it's okay to say something, but if they don't – see, I don't like telling grown people what to do, but – if you give them advice and they choose not to do it and their accountability is not doing what needs to be done, they're not doing it, then I can't have them around me. Those are people that I have to, you know, speak from a distance, okay? You said many people do not even realize how they play victim and not take ownership of their actions or lack of action. Ooh. Bam, that's true. There's so many people that don't do what they're supposed to. They blame everybody. Oh, well, if you wouldn't have did this or you wouldn't have did that, I would have. No. So, yeah, you gotta take some accountability. Yeah. He said, I love how you say that. It's true. It is. It's the blame game. You know, if you didn't do this, then I would, wait a minute, how the hell you going to blame me for your foolishness? Wait a minute, that ain't how that works. If I tell you to go jump off a cliff, you're going to be stupid to go jump off a cliff? Because I can tell you right now, Ryan, I will make a crook laugh. He will probably have to give up because I ain't giving you my – if I got an expensive pocketbook, now I know this is crazy, but I'm a pocketbook girl. I like good pocketbooks. I don't like crazy crap pocketbooks. I like good pocketbooks. So if I'm in a robbery and homeboy want to take my pocketbook, I'll dump everything out and let him have the pocketbook, okay? But you ain't getting my bag. Me and you will be fighting. I'm going to go down fighting. Matter of fact, my son going to have to bury one of my pocketbooks in my bag, in my coffin with me or something. This shit for stuff when they were kids, they were 50 years old. See, you wrong. You wrong. Many do blame their parents for everything. Yeah, kids are famous for that. They're going to be like, well, if you didn't do this, I wouldn't be this way. You didn't. Wait a minute. I think everybody is like that. And the thing, here's the thing. Some things parents can be blamed for, and then there are things that parents can't be blamed for. Because at a certain, your child is going to get where they have to be accountable to things that they're doing. That, and that's the bottom line. They're going to have to be held accountable to the things that they are doing as a person. And we have to hold them accountable to that. Yeah. So, yeah, you got kids that will say, well, you did this. And I think the hardest thing for a parent to do is this. They can't blame parents for anything. They did the best with the knowledge that they had. You are grown up now. Yeah, now don't get me wrong. Now, see, I can't say that we can't blame for everything, but I will say something. Because, you know, and I've done it where I thought my son, especially my oldest son, I thought he did something, and I got all over him for it, okay? And trying to find out he really didn't do it. So the hardest thing for a parent to do after they don't lay their child out is to go back and apologize and say, I'm sorry for jumping on you for doing that. I'm sorry for punishing you for that. I realize that you did not do it. That is the hardest thing for a parent to do. But if you want to raise your child right, you have to be the leader. You have to set the standards. You have to be the role model to go back and say, I'm so sorry. I actually thought that you did it, so I have to apologize for punishing you or putting you on punishment or taking your phone because I was wrong. It's just that simple. Yeah, going to apologize for your actions and admitting you were wrong in the moment, being accountable for your actions. Yes, that is the thing. And I think a lot of parents no, we all want to say we got the perfect kids. But I've learned how to say this. You know, your child is like anybody else's child. You don't know what they do when they're not in your eyesight. You know, you will hope you know your child. You know, there are things that you know about your child. Just he or she don't do that. But there are some things that they do. But Yeah, they perfect when they sleep, right? Right? And I remember my son, my oldest one, I just sit up on the choir stand, and he would be sitting out in the congregation. And I don't know about white parents. I know all black parents got that look. They got that look that when they look at you, if they could have been close to you, you'd have been dead. They would have choked you. And I would look at my son like, you know, quiet. And he would be, and I remember one day, because they start smelling themselves, especially boys, around about 13, 14 years old. They start being stupid. That look, okay? So, and I told him not to be talking. So when I got off that choir stand, now the bad thing about it is my church, they videotape. We got the big screen TVs up there. So I knew Pastor White saw me looking at my son all strange. Exactly. So I had to pull them up. And when they're like 13 or 14 years old, they smell themselves and they rowdy little friends. And I try not to embarrass them, you know, so I had to embarrass them. I told them, I said, come here for a minute, let me talk to you. And he was like, Mom, you know, doing one of his numbers with his little friend. So I jacked him up by his collar. You know, you don't want to do that, but sometimes you have to do stuff. And my oldest son was, see, my youngest son didn't carry me through no issues. My oldest son was acting like a fool. Yeah, my oldest one, you know, my youngest one coming to church, he quiet, playing his cards, he good. My oldest one, just a yakking the whole time. You be ready to just choke it. You be ready to just throw it somewhere. And so you have to do certain things. But, yeah, there were times that I thought he did something, and I done laid him out. He about to be punished big time. And then I had to turn around and apologize for it, because then I found out he really didn't do it. So then now I got to turn around and say, well, I'm sorry, I was wrong. And that's a hard thing for a parent to do, because we don't act like a fool, too, just laying the child out. So that's a hard thing for a parent to turn around and say, oh, I'm sorry, I was wrong. But you have to do it. You have to do it. If you don't have accountability for your child, you're going to have to do it. You have to do it, because you want them to be able to have that same for themselves when they have their children. So we need to redo this when you have. Yes, exactly. We got to. I don't know. You know what, Ron? I don't know what happened tonight. I don't know what happened. But, hey, my thing is I'm going to interview. We're going to make it work either way. So that's how we're going with that. Yes, exactly. Matter of fact, I'm going to just have to call you so we can just have a good phone conversation, Ryan. Because, you know, I see Ryan on scopes. Ryan scopes every single day. Ryan got something to scope about every single day, y'all. Okay? I'm telling you, Ryan got something to scope about every single day. So if you all are on Periscope, y'all just need to go and click follow him, and you will know when he comes on, because the notification comes up. And go check out his scope. He also has a scope train, too, I think. You have like a, I don't know what you actually call yours. I was on that Scopers Unite train, which we were doing heavily, but then we stopped doing the train. So I sort of feel disconnected since we're not doing train anymore. That's sort of crazy. But I feel sort of disconnected from doing the train. So what do you call your I know you're doing some type of a train, Ryan. What type of train are you doing? Okay, he says the scope train. Okay. So if y'all are interested, go get on Periscope. Learn Periscope is not hard. Tuesdays at 8:30 for new broadcasters. So go. I will say this, you all will enjoy it. It is a way for you to express yourself, and that's Eastern time because Ryan is on, okay, y'all? So, but it's a good way to go and express yourself, and Periscope is a good way to talk to people. Even with Facebook Live, it's a good way for you to, you know, talk to people on your page and be aware of who you are with on your page. So go there. And, yeah, he's in hot Atlanta. So any Atlanta people who are in need of a accountability coach, trust me, Ryan can do it. The brother got the expertise to do it. I didn't even really need to know he was an accountability coach. Just by listening to his scope was enough for me. I said, yeah, he's doing something in that field. So I think that we all probably need that type of assistance in our lives, you know, to make things work for us. Oh, you Skype. So he said he said, or anywhere. He said he Skype and call his clients. So, because what if you was in Italy somewhere, which is probably where I'm going to be in about 3 weeks. Yeah, about 3 weeks. And just think if you were somewhere and you know, you needed to dish something out or whatever the case may be, you can Skype. You can Skype for one. You can do FaceTime. You can Skype, and you can still get your task in and do what you're supposed to do. So I nearly had a client in Australia. Time difference was difficult on that one. Yeah, well, you know, when you start dealing with overseas folks, that's like me dealing with people. I used to have clients that I dealt with as far as in the engineering world. When I would come in at 6 in the morning, they were going to bed. So that's how that went. They were going to bed. Anyway, I've had a ball just talking to you, even though this way. Next time, we're just going to figure out how we can open up the line and talk. But I need to do just a conversation with you on the phone. And plus, when I come back to Atlanta, I'm going to look you. I'm going to find you. I'm going to find Ryan because I came to Atlanta. I came to Atlanta and I couldn't. I was there and was just busy doing some of everything. And I had radio interviews and stuff, and so I didn't get a chance to meet up with him. And so, but I'm going to, next time, I'm going to meet up with you. I'm going to find you. So watch out. I'm going to find you. And y'all going to know because I'm going to have it on my Facebook. Y'all going to know. We're doing a Facebook Live. But it was great having him on the show, and we have to do this again because I really want people to hear versus to us doing it this way. But hey, I make everything work. That's what I do. I make everything work. So people can still go and always, this Facebook Live will always be here. So if you have any comments, anything you want to ask him, if someone pinged this, he'll probably see the message or whatever, and he'll come back and respond back to you. But his information is here too. So it's cool. That's right. That's how we roll. That's right. That's how we roll. So, hey, what can I say? But anyway, Ryan, I want to thank you for taking time out and hanging out with me. Even though we had some technical difficulties tonight, I don't think we had any technical difficulties. Stuff this thing go where it's supposed to go. That's what that. So I want to thank you for hanging out with me and with my crowd and my blog talk listeners and stuff, and also my Facebook Live people. So I want to thank you for that and hanging out with us on that end. So, and I want to have you back because I do want to do this, you know, and hopefully when Facebook Live do their merging thing, we can do it side by side. We're going to come back and do a Facebook Live show with you, okay? Exactly. Good, good. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Because I think people need to understand what accountability is, and I think that's more of helping somebody. Yeah, that would be awesome. Facebook Live is side to side, and that's what they've been talking about. So I'm waiting for them to implement that so that can happen. So it will, and trust me, I will be on it. Like I fast. You can trust me on that one. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I read it about a couple of months ago, so I'm sitting here waiting for it to happen. Yeah, just like when they did Facebook Live. I had Facebook Live on my verified page, but it wasn't on this page yet because they hadn't opened it up to everybody. So I'm glad that they did. So now you can really engage with your people. So it's a good thing. So with that being said, folks, I want you all to have a fabulous, fabulous weekend. Understand all the information for Ryan Roy is in the comments. Please, please, if you have any questions, contact this man. He knows what he's doing. He's a humble soul, so please get in contact with him. I think it would be beneficial for you to do that. Check out his scopes. And just know I'm going to be bringing him back, whether it's Blog Talk or Facebook. I'm going to be bringing this man back because I really want you all to try to get that help. Okay? thank you. I appreciate you for coming. I'm so glad you had a great time. I'm going to try to have a great weekend. If it's too hot, we ain't going. See, I've learned a whole lot of stuff. Exactly. No typing. Exactly. I'm going to have a great weekend. I'm going to actually try to chill out. So those are things that I work on a lot. Right. Those are things that I work on, chilling out and resting and just relaxing. So because for a long time I didn't do those things. So now when I have that space, if I'm not on set, I'm not doing something for somebody, that's what I do, is I take time out to relax. So that's what we're going to be doing for the weekend. So, but I hope everybody else is going to be having fun and doing what they need to do and just making your weekend great and spend time with your family members. It is important that you spend time with your family members, okay? And I will say this, there are some people who can't spend time with their family. Okay, and here's the thing. You cannot make somebody else be a part of your life if they don't want to. So the best thing for you to do is just keep them in your prayers and love them from a distance and move on. It doesn't mean you're forgetting about them. It doesn't mean you're closing the doors to them. It just simply means that you're not allowing them to invade their space unless they allow you to. So since they have not allowed you to, or they won't, then you keep them in your prayers, you still love them from a distance, and keep it moving. That's it. Never force yourself in someone else's life. So with that being said, I want to thank Ryan Roy again. I want to thank all my Facebook Live people, all my Blog Talk people. Thank you for tuning in to the show. It has been fabulous. This has been a really, really, really good show. So I want to try to do this again. With that being said, this is your girl, Miss Cassie. And hopefully we'll be back next week with another fantastic show or another fantastic topic. Y'all know me. I'm always going to rock with something. Okay? So with that being said, this is your girl. Good night, everyone. God bless. And for all my Facebook Live people, hold up, let me see where y'all at. Who's all up on here? Because there's a whole bunch of y'all people tonight. What we got? Okay, hey, Johnny. So thank you, Johnny, for tuning in. I had all kinds of people. I think I had Tyrese, Lardis, and it was, oh, my God, there's so many names on here right now. And it was on the other scope as well. So it was a lot of you all in here tonight. And we sort of got disconnect, and then I pop back in, which was sort of crazy. So thank you, Michael Metzer, for coming in as well. I want to thank Daryl A. Carter. Daryl A. Carter, D.C. Nightlife. Y'all don't know who D.C. Nightlife is. Come to Washington, D.C. They know where all the celebrities is, okay? So D.C. Nightlife, my boy Daryl Carter. I saw Millie Holmes pop in. Millie Holmes is a.k.a. Millie in the City Matchmaking Consultant, my girl. So thank you for popping in and checking me out for a few minutes. And like I said, another big thanks to Ryan Roy. So with that being said, this is your girl, Miss Cassie. Y'all have a fabulous weekend. Guess what? Love everybody. Love yourself. Embrace yourself. And make life what it's supposed to be. If you want to be happy, make it a happy life. It's just that simple. I'm out, y'all. Peace.